lifetime.
That was better than Ezra. And a lifetime right here on KCHI. It's time. It is time for Kate's Corner. Sponsored by Pinpoint Tech. For custom-made solutions for your home or business, visit pinpointtech.pro.
Who does your business call when your devices are on the fritz? Hi, this is Logan from Pinpoint Tech, your locally owned and operated IT solution. Ignoring the problem is never the answer. Whether it's a device or network management, IT support, or monthly service contracts, we've got you covered. We can also provide web design, remote service, backup and recovery, tech installation, and so much more. You can bring your equipment into us, or we can come to you. For free consultation, please reach out to us on Facebook or give us a call at 816-629-6149.
And we're back on Kate's Corner. Today I have Dale Morrow, Veteran Services Officer with the Missouri Veterans Commission. Welcome, Dale. How are you? Finally, nice to meet you in person. We've talked on the phone
a few times. I definitely appreciate being here, Miss Kelly. It's an honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you here. Thank you for taking part in this. And so I guess let's start off. Yeah, you just recently came to Chillicothe, correct? So
yes, ma'am. About 5 weeks ago. So I'm fresh.
You're
to
fresh.
The Chillicothe area, yes.
Where did you come from?
The state had me posted down by Fort Leonard Wood.
Ooh.
So very, very intense place.
I bet.
Yeah, if you've ever been there, it's amazing. It's a great town.
How are you liking Chillicothe so
far? I love it here.
Fantastic.
It's really a cool place. People are great. The nice thing is I'm 3 hours closer to my daughter in Independence. That's what makes it nice.
That does make it nice.
Absolutely.
That does make it nice. And I lived in Independence for a while before I came here. And some good restaurants. We'll talk about
there really
some
are.
Restaurants.
I mean, yeah.
So let's get down to business. So tell us a little bit about the Missouri Veterans Commission and how that differs. Because, I mean, this is a state agency. How does that differ from the federal VA?
You know, that's a loaded question because many times the veterans will call or come into my office, they automatically assume that we are the VA. And I always put it this way. The Missouri Veterans Commission we operate 5 cemeteries in the state, veteran cemeteries. We have 7 long-term care facilities for our elderly and needy veterans. We do claims. We do a whole bunch of things. We're different from the federal government because we are the state government. That's kind of an obvious statement. But we are the bridge, the liaison, if you will, between veterans and the federal government. And in a lot of areas, we're local. We have 45 or so veteran service officers in the state in 6 different regions. So we're pretty spread out all over the state of Missouri.
And what is the job of a veteran services officer?
We are the full service for veterans. We help get them enrolled to use the Veterans Health Administration. We file claims with the Veterans Benefits Administration. And I use a railroad track visual aid for the federal government. We talk about the Department of Veterans Affairs, monolithic, 22 million veterans, something like that, that it serves. There are 3 major agencies within the Department of Veterans Affairs, and a lot of veterans don't understand that. And I use the railroad visual aid, two rails and the ties. There's the Benefits Administration, one of the rails, Health Administration, the other rail, and of course the National Cemetery Administration, kind of the ties. We at the Missouri Veterans Commission want the veteran to ride the whole rail, the whole track. And when veterans come to my office or they'll call me on the phone or their families and they want to talk about the VA, I always try to focus on what aspect of the VA that they're actually talking about. Get them focused.
Understandable. Yeah. And there are a lot of things that you guys do, things you deal with mental health.
All the time.
You deal with clothing,
all
education,
yep.
Employment, events, financial, food. Have a whole list of healthcare.
Yeah, we are. And you bring up a great point. We are the full stop shop, if you will. A lot of our veteran service organizations like the DAV and the American Legion mm-hmm. and the VFW and all the great veteran service organizations, all of them have veteran service officers. Mm-hmm. What we like to separate, you know, we don't separate ourselves per se because we all do the same thing. But when veterans come to the Missouri Veterans Commission, they know that we are skilled. We're accredited through the Department of Veterans Affairs. Mm-hmm. We're trained in VA law. We have an extensive background, and they can be rest assured we can file accurate. We can do claims. We can coordinate all the different services through our agency for veterans.
Hey, now, we're in the middle of Mental Health Awareness Month.
Oh, that's right.
That's what's going on this month. So I will give a little plug here. So if there's anyone that you know that is dealing with a mental illness or needs assistance or is contemplating suicide, there is help out there. Please pick up the phone.
Absolutely.
Please pick up the phone. 1-800-272-TALK. Or you can dial 911 in case of an emergency, but there's help out there. Please reach out to someone. I don't care who it is, but reach out to someone.
And you bring up something very critical that we frontline VSOs mm-hmm. deal with. We're all veterans.
Yes.
Every one of us are veterans. We've been there and done that. And many times I find myself and some of my colleagues, we are the ear, the listening, compassionate. Veterans have a tough time talking to people who are not veterans.
Sure.
So when they come to us, not only do we file claims, but many times I'll give them an hour and let them talk, and then we'll come to a partnership, and they feel more comfortable talking to us than they do their own counselors at the VA and some of the community counselors, because they're not veterans.
Right,
the folks
they don't
who provide,
have that
right? They don't have that understanding. Well, and they provide great service, don't get me wrong. But one of the biggest things that veterans tell me when they visit mental health units at the hospital, I use the VHA system myself. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that a lot of my fellow veterans talk about is that aspect, is they feel very comfortable with their therapist, but that person is not a veteran and they don't fully understand the mindset of the military person. Yeah,
and there are so many people in the military that are coming home that have PTSD or mental health illnesses,
social
that they're dealing
adjustment
with.
Disorder, exactly.
It's big. It's real.
It is real.
It's very real.
Very real.
And people like to get awareness out there that there is help available. If someone did have some issues dealing with these type of things, how can they reach your office? What do you suggest they do?
Oh, they can call me 660-646-5051. Of course, I have a little cheat sheet in my office with all the community resources, but the Veterans Crisis Line. Get in touch with the VHA immediately. We can always dial 911. It rarely happens that way. When they come to my office, they feel comfortable, or I at least get them to that comfort level.
Sure.
But I've actually, in the almost 5 years I've been doing this, I think I've had a couple of occasions where I've needed to actually invite somebody to, seek treatment, immediately. So.
And I have a question from a listener.
Okay.
And that question is, do people come in to you, or do you have programs that actively seek or reach out to veterans? And if so, what avenues are used?
Well, it's interesting that I'm sitting right here in KCHI mm-hmm. with a very strong advocacy for veterans. And for that, I really appreciate what you guys do for
You're
us.
You're welcome.
So community resources like KCHI, who put out on the website different events. Chillicothe has a PBR thing coming up in June. Our team in Jeff City, we have an outreach coordinator, Al Seymour, and a lot of the veteran service organizations like the VFW and the American Legion. They'll funnel that through Jeff City, and then Al will put it out to the local VSOs, and we, I'm going to be attending the PBR rodeo, next month.
Good.
Both days, actually, Friday and Saturday evening. It comes to us usually through Jeff City. They are very aware of that, and then they filter it out to us frontline guys.
So you're not really actually going out actively seeking?
No,
it's coming to you
yeah,
as a referral.
Yeah, it is kind of coming to me as a referral, exactly.
Okay.
Good way to put it.
Understood.
Yeah. If I actually went out and did my own stuff, I would never be around the office to actually help veterans. So, it's like I really would love to do fun stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love mm-hmm. to be active in the community, but My major function is to assist veterans and their families to navigate one of the trickiest systems on the planet. So,
And it could be timely.
It is very timely.
You know, the wheels of justice don't turn quickly. Yeah, no, it's the government.
Well, exactly. I mean,
So what about like minority veterans, women veterans, and veterans that are incarcerated? Are there any special programs for them, or does your office handle those?
Actually, in fact, just a few months ago, our HR department put out a request for folks who are in my position. There are six regions in Missouri, six MVC regions, and the state assembly just approved. I mean, we have to go through Jeff City, the legislature, and you know, I mean, but they just approved a budget for each region to have an incarcerated veteran service officer, along with other special duties. We have a woman's veterans coordinator. She's in Jeff City. We have Rodney. There's a whole bunch of minority. We have a couple in St. Louis and somebody in Kansas City, the big metro areas, of course. But yeah, we definitely have outreach to those groups.
Excellent.
Folks.
And so your offices are located throughout the state. Can people drop by your office?
Oh, all the time. Yes.
Okay.
I have a little sign on the door until the state actually officially puts one up. I say appointment preferred. Walk-ins are absolutely acceptable. I like appointments preferred.
Okay.
But while we're building this office in Chillicothe, because we are new full-time, walk-ins, absolutely. Come by. Swing by.
Yep, it's at 98 South Washington in Suite 1. That's where they're located at. Again, the phone number is 646-5051. You can always reach out to Dale and make an appointment and learn more about what they do. And how far along are we here? I need to do a time check to see where we're at here. Okay, so we got a minute or two left. What would you like to add to this?
I was going to say, I have been given the gift of chat.
Me too.
So education is the key. And the more veterans know and their families know what we can offer, cut through that red tape that the federal government puts on us all. I'm the guy that can navigate that. All of us, every VSO that I work with, we're all highly motivated to get the mission accomplished.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Now, I know we had to talk about this on our first conversation. So
okay.
I have this innate need to have to tell you thank you for your service.
Oh, you know,
and
I know we talked about that. I know. We actually talked about that. You know, let me.
So really I don't mean to offend you.
No, that's
by
okay.
Saying
you're
that.
Not offended. I never get offended. What I would say instead of saying thank you for your service, what did you do in the military? How long did you serve? Questions like that. What did you do when you got out of the military? You know, engage the veteran in what they're doing now. You know, my service was like 40 years ago, you know, over 40 years ago. I've done a lot of great things since then. So I'm still doing great things.
Right.
So thank you for your service. It's almost a cliche. No, it's meant in sincerity. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. And we understand that. But veterans kind of feel a little uncomfortable. Thank you for your service. We hear it like all the time. We hear it. And many of us are very uncomfortable as how do we respond to that?
It's understandable.
Other than you're welcome. I mean,
you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, the standard cliche. Yeah, it does make me feel a little uncomfortable, but that's okay. I accept it in the spirit in which it was given.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Kelly.
And thank you for joining me today.
You're
ladies
welcome.
And gentlemen, Dale Morrow, Missouri Veterans Commission Veterans Service Officer. Again, address is 98 South Washington, Suite 1. Please call for an appointment. They're preferred. If you'd like to speak with him, you can reach him at 660-646-5051. Kate's Corner today brought to you by Pinpoint Tech. For custom-made solutions for your home or business, visit pinpointtech.pro. We'll be right back.
Cleaning the house or office is probably not on your list of favorite things to do. I, however...